No, some parents of rural pupils at St Mary's High School are in where's that, Brulach, are concerned that if the school closes its doors for good pupils, could face a journey of up to 28 miles each way to the nearest alternative school. They also say it could lead to a 10-hour school day for some, including 3 hours on a bus. Parent Frank McGuire with us. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Good morning. So what's happening here?
Yeah, just to recap, I suppose our school is St Mary's High School, Bralla. Bralla.
Where's that?
We're situated between halfway between the town of Baleek and the wee village of Garrison. We're the most westerly school in the UK, so we're right on the border along Donegal and Leitrim. So we're in one of the most rural areas in Northern Ireland. On top of that as well, Stephen, we're in one of the most socially deprived areas with a severe lack of access to services. And just to give you a wee indication of where we lie in that, according to the latest figures for NYSRA, with one being the most socially deprived and 819 being the least deprived, our local ward comes in at number 2, which is the Belcoo and the Garrison area, and 14, which is the Leek and Bow area.
And so what's happening? Why are they closing the school?
They're basically closing their school, or threatening to close it. This is the fourth proposal that we have faced since 2008, and they say that our school is not viable or sustainable. And we probably, since the first proposal came through in 2008, there has been confidence has been lost in the school because of the constant threat of closure hanging over the school, and obviously our enrolment fall. It's important to note as well at this stage we're one of the most successful non-selective schools in terms of our GPA.
And this will mean if they close the school, this will mean kids have to travel.
The kids will potentially have to travel in the worst case scenario 28 miles each way. And currently at the minute, and we have done a parent and child survey. The earliest children are being picked up at around 10 past 7 in the morning, and they return in the evening at around 20 past 5. And we would also predict that those times will get longer because of other potential closures of post-primary schools in Fermanagh will lead to further congestion in the town of Enniskillen, which means we would foresee those bus times certainly increasing.
Well, Matthew Beaumont is listening to this, the Alliance Party rep for Fermanagh and South Tyrone. You've been following the school's story, Matthew.
Yeah, hi, Stephen. Good morning. I have, and it's really scary. We all remember our time at school. Some of us love our time at school, some of us don't. But if we had to put up with a 10, 11-hour school day every day, I mean, myself at the age of 11, that would have changed my life. And what I'm really, really proud and really impressed with Frank and the other parents down near Baleek and are in the surrounding area is that they're not giving up, but they need more people to pay attention. They need more people to object to what's happening here. And this is why we're talking to you this morning, to hopefully raise awareness and make this happen.
Well, CCMS, they have said, following consultation and review, they submitted a case for change and a proposal for the closure of St Mary's School. The Education Authority carried out further statutory consultation, noted their support for the proposal when submitting it to the Department of Education.
I understand that, Stephen, but these kids are being picked up at 10 past 7. They're going to be waking up at 6-something every day and not getting home until after 5 o'clock. Now, that's close to an 11-hour day. Can we really subject kids to that? I mean, what is the price of a happy, good, positive education that we can provide these kids where they are now?
There's a consultation on this, which they've extended until the end of July, Matthew.
Yes, indeed. And that's why we're talking to you. This is why we're talking to so many people around the manor as well, to make sure that we get as many people aware of what's happening and telling them the reality of the situation so that we can get as many as many objections as possible to the education authority before the end of July.
I think it's important to note here as well, you know, on and you made reference there to the CCMS's case for change. They have recently just published on their website the equality screening. Now, we feel that this isn't this doesn't go far enough because they haven't done the full equality impact assessment. They say that on their part four that this will only have a minor impact, and they're making this judgment and not taking into consideration the travel distance that children are potentially going to have to travel up to 28 miles per day. And basically what we're saying here, Stephen, is this needs to come back to a child-centred approach here. We're dealing here with nearly 50% of children that have special educational needs. Now, I mentioned earlier, also in the opening comments, that over the last, certainly 10 years, confidence has been drained from the school. We've also seen a severe lack of capital investment. And yet, through the case for change here, the CCMS are suggesting that should our children move to the schools in Enniskillen, there will be additional funding will be provided. And we're talking here, for example, for modular buildings, which could cost in the region of 120,000.
Okay. Well, look, I think parents still have a chance to object, don't they? The Permanent Secretary says the Department of Education has listened and responded by extending the objection period to the end of July of this year. Any such points which affect parents may wish to make about the which affected parents may wish to make about the proposal will be considered, is what the Department of Education is saying. Listen, thank you very much, Matthew and Frank. Thank you.